Hi, Park. How are you doing? Thanks for the call.
No problem at all, Mark.
You were saying earlier that you were just in regards to the protection of the privacy of the data there, like, and the guarantees from the CSO. Do you believe that these are, you know, strong? Are they strong enough? Like, I mean, are you convinced by them?
Well, I think that obviously the householder who submits their form, they're not identified, you know, on the form for a start. So from the get-go, the process is designed to ensure the confidentiality of the participant. I think that's vital. It's very important to say the census is critical information for all of society, for opposition parties, for those in government, for businesses, for community development groups and so on. So, you know, we would be concerned that there would be a significant drop-off in census participation. The only people who lose from that are the people of Ireland or our community. So, yes, it is my view that the assurances given from the CSO are acceptable at this stage, yes.
But how come, I mean, you have to fill in your name on the form? I mean, they say that that part of it is not scanned, and then you have the other thing of, like, census data from 1911 being, like, the names are kept on that for 100 years, and it seems to be the case that in the UK and Scotland, that will still be the case, that information will be released in 100 years. So when they say that they don't scan the name and address, or they don't keep record of that, I mean, what's the story with that? Do you know?
Well, I think that, understandably, because of the appointment of CACI UK, to assist with the census project. Understandably, many people are deeply concerned, and it does not help those of us who want the census to be successful. It doesn't help us at all in our arguments. However, I have to say, in my dealings with those who work in the CSO during the years, I have found it to be a professional service, and one that is committed to you know, what its remit is. And that is to analyse Irish society and to build up the information that's required to make Ireland better, to address the unemployment crisis, to find out on a geographic basis the impact of the lack of spatial development in Ireland. It can go on and on. So, I mean, I suppose it's a leap of faith. You could call me naive, but I have to believe that the CSO and those public servants who give us those assurances are telling the truth.
But I mean, there's to be two different things here. Like, I mean, that it is maybe released in 100 years. So I mean, but, like, can they prove that when it's scanned that they're not scanning the names? And why do we need to put names on the form in the first place? Like, can there not be another way that we can just say that we fill that out and that the information is supposed to be processed anonymously? But it says in the Statistics Act of 1993 that the names are required. So I mean, there's two different things being said here by the CSO and by law.
Well, I let the CSO answer for their own procedures, but I am assured, and everybody in the public sector and everybody who are public representatives are assured, that the confidentiality of the participant is protected. And, you know, obviously we would seek, you know, demonstration of that when required. So, I mean, that's a question that they'll have to answer. Do they believe their procedures are rock solid? They would have to answer why they require the name of the participants. I presume that is in case the accuracy of the information that they provide was challenged. I presume there's some rationale for that. I let them answer that question. But for me, what I'm saying as a public representative is that the CSO have given assurances of confidentiality. I believe that they are honest when they give that, and it's up to them to demonstrate how safe that is. The other issue is that, you know, it is critical that people participate in the census, because if they do not, we don't have accurate information. For example, we don't know what the levels of unemployment are. We don't know what the levels of income are. We don't know what the levels of poverty are. We just don't know the information. We cannot, when we're making a case for Ireland internationally, we cannot make that case unless we have verifiable, rock-solid census information. So it is.
But most of that information. Most of that information that you've referenced is available anyway through other sources, like, you know, unemployment figures.
No, No, it's not. No. The issue of the live register. The live register only records. It records unemployed people who are in part-time unemployment. It's not an accurate measurement of unemployment. The only accurate measurement of unemployment is through the census. So, you know, I used to work for the National Organization of the Unemployed. You know, I worked in the community development sector, and I cannot tell you, and I cannot impress upon you how important the SAVA is for. Can let me finish, please.
No,
I can see your concerns, but you have to let me finish.
Yeah, of course.
I cannot impress upon you the importance of participation in the census. What I have done is I have challenged the CACI, and you have not asked me any questions about CACI in about 7 or 8 minutes here. You know, which is concerning for me.
Yeah, I'm going to get to that now. Actually, I will. I'll get to that. I mean, I do want to agree with you.
The biggest concern is actually amongst the public. It's concern around CACI.
Yeah.
It's concern around. Sorry, let me finish. It's concern around their human rights record. A concern around the Irish state being associated with that. What I'm not hearing from people on the ground is concern around their confidentiality.
Mm.
They're concerned around CACI, and you know that's the issue that I, as a public representative, and others in the Dáil have been trying to address and raise in the last number of days. But I'm also speaking from a background in community development, in campaigning for those who are unemployed. It is critically important that people participate in the census process.
Yeah. The thing is as well that the CACI have had the contract in 2002 and 2006 as well, but there's been, from what I can gather, there hasn't been any public record of this before, and it would appear that politicians here have been unaware of it. Yet it has been news 2 years before that, in 2004, when there was first cases brought against CSCI in America. So, I mean, this is the second census they're involved in, and we don't know that. We find out about it from the UK media through The Observer about Scottish protests, and then, like, you know, the pieces are put together. Why have the CSO not stated this before, and why is it only, you know, becoming public knowledge now? I mean, that is a concern as well, given that what did the CSO do before CACI were involved? And as the CSO said, that they were the only ones out of all the people that went for the companies that went for tender, that there was only two that were au fait with the software. Is the software something that CACI have developed? I mean, these are concerns that I would have, like in terms of possible breaches of confidentiality on that. Like.
No, I appreciate your concerns, and other good people have contacted me. I mean, the first I became aware of CACI's involvement in the CSO and in the census was probably about 10 days ago when somebody posted up on Facebook a link to this. I took a number of days to make my own private investigations, and I was very alarmed at what was brought to my attention. I then issued a public statement on it nationally, and I've also raised it in the Dáil already last week, and I'll be raising it again. Other colleagues, Claire Daly and Richard Boyd-Barr, have done likewise. I think it is remarkable. This is the third time this company have been appointed. I think that I appreciate, you know, the weight of your interview has been on protecting the confidentiality of participants in the census. It doesn't help for those of us who want the census to be successful, those of us who are on the left, those of us who would be suspicious of international intelligence agencies and suspicious of our sovereignty being diluted, who are naturally on that side of politics. It doesn't help us when this happens at all. That's why we have been the most vociferous in challenging this and trying to rectify this issue. I mean, you know, you have to question the tender process that allows companies who are wholly owned subsidiaries of international companies with human rights questions hanging over them, that they can benefit, not just in Ireland, of course, but in Scotland right now as we speak. So there are questions to be asked, and we intend to continue to get those answers for yourself and your listeners out there.
Is the Patriot Act a worry to you? I mean, in terms of being a legal grey area as to whether they could get that access to that, and whether we'd know about it even if they wanted to.
Well, I think it's very important that the CSO, and I, as I said to you, and I volunteered this, I suppose I take a bit of a leap of faith. I have immense respect for the CSO operation and for those who, you know, work on the statistics and who make those statistics available to us in civic society. But they will have to answer questions. Indeed, the minister overseeing the CSO process will have to answer questions in relation to the Patriot Act, how American companies are obliged to cooperate with the United States intelligence agencies around data, and how any operations they may be participating in could be supplied to the United States. So, yes, there are questions there. What I'm saying is that, you know, CACI are involved in the production of the paper and in the printing and publishing of it. What the CSO have told us is that they do not have access to the data that is protected by the CSO. I leave it to them to give further public assurance and certainly be pushing the CSO in relation to this matter in the next few weeks, and as I'm sure others will be too. But for now, you know, I'm conscious that we are now within days of the people filling up out their census forms, and what I want to say is I'm asking people to please fill out their census forms to understand how vital this information is, and to also be assured that we'll be pursuing as much clarification as possible from the CSO to try and reassure people on their information being protected, absolutely.
So you're asking people to take a leap of faith then as well, that that there isn't a security issue here, like?
I am, and it's up to the CSO to work with people to understand that people have serious concerns out there. And I commend yourself and others out there who are operating in independent media, and campaigns, and internet campaigns. I commend all of you for bringing this issue to public attention. There has been failing in the conventional establishment media to run with this. I have to say that the Daily Mail and the Examiner newspapers have covered this issue. RTE have responded to, you know, to the issues that have been covered in the Dáil. I think they could do more work from an investigative journalist point of view. So yes, I am asking people to take a leap of faith at this point. I expect that leap of faith to be honoured by the CSO and by government. And the concerns that people have need to be answered and addressed as soon as possible.
It would seem that the CSO have kind of made a statement in a press release, which has been repeated through the words of the chief whip in his response to the written questions, and it seems to be just kind of it's a line that's been followed to a point. But I think what the public would like to see is, you know, the CSO coming forward and being honest with people and engaging with them rather than giving them a prepared thing like in the discussion, because there is a danger when everything happens in written questions that you can't engage properly in a conversation. And I think that's what needs to happen with the media,
No, I accept that the CSO's first response was that this company had been contracted under a European tender, and anybody guilty of human rights convictions would not be eligible. Now, you know, that goes some way to the truth. It's not good enough, though, because this company have been challenged by groups like the Center for Constitutional Rights in America. They're being challenged by human rights groups in Scotland and in Ireland, and indeed Amnesty International are taking a watching brief on this matter and have asked serious questions about Abu Ghraib. So, you know, it's not just quite accurate. They may not have been convicted. My understanding also is CACI have availed of the immunity from prosecution that's available to companies who have worked for the US government. So, you know, it's one thing to take immunity. It's another to say that you have not been found guilty of any human rights offences. It's clear that employees of CACI were held to account, or certainly were questioned by the Pentagon themselves in relation to these matters. You know, so there is quite considerable. I know Amnesty International have written to CACI and continue to be concerned about this company. So, you know, it's clear that very reputable international agencies have concerns. Good people in Ireland, including yourself, and, you know, and the work that you have done, these questions have to be answered and answered more thoroughly That's the job of those of us in the Dáil, you know, to pursue that matter. And, you know, I am torn on this issue, and I have to state that clearly, because I know how vital the census is to those of us who want to improve Ireland. It is so vital to have that information. It's accurate, factual information that is required. So I am torn on this, and I do want the census to be successful, but I'm not going to remain silent when information is brought to my attention. As I say, 10 days ago, this information was brought to my attention, and I've done what I can within my power, and I'll continue to do that to try and get answers.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you can understand the principle of people not wanting to, you know, trust a company like CSEI, given that, like, they're quite upfront about the type of work they do on their website in America, and the UK site is, you know, their subsidiary is quite a different company, where it's kind of more tamer marketing, you know, for commercial purposes, I suppose. But you know, even in the principle of that, like, you know, do you think people have a genuine concern that, and also in the issue of there being of Iraq being a legal war in the first place?
Yes, I do. I absolutely accept that, and I you know, as I say, you know, good people who are peace activists, human rights activists, both here in Ireland, Scotland, and internationally, have raised concerns about this company, and, you know, it really is extremely unhelpful. You know, when you have, when people do take a leap of faith, when people have always, when they filled out their census forms, engaged on the basis of being good citizens, meeting their civic responsibilities, and that's something that you must always respect and nurture. It's like the right of people to vote. I know that, you know, there is a threat of a fine. People are, you know, are, you know, there, you know, it's not quite voluntary, to say the least. And people act responsibly, and they participate in the census, and it's crucial that they feel totally secure that their participation is protected. And I am very concerned, and I angry, to be honest with you, that you know, that the payment of this company of over €6 million to work in conjunction with the state, I think it is, it's my personal view that is totally wrong, and that it has done damage to the integrity of the census. And it is, you know, it is the job of all of us now to restore that integrity. Right now, I am asking people to take a leap of faith. I appreciate their concerns. I appreciate also that many good citizens won't participate because of what's happened here. I have to respect that, and the job will be now to, you know, pursue the CSO, pursue the government in relation to how they let this happen, and try to ensure that the integrity of the census, the next census that is carried out, is fully restored.
Yeah. If people do decide to boycott it, per se, you know, the legal threat that's there of a €25,000 fine, sorry, and also that's the same fine that they'll impose if somebody breaches the data, yeah, that's an enumerator working for them, for example, or any of the data is leaked. I mean, that doesn't kind of add up, really, in fairness, in terms of your access and privacy by you filling it out, and somebody being in an office and having access to you know, thousands of censuses.
Well, I think that I mean, you can come at this from different angles, but the fact is that people, good people who have concerns around human rights, have concerns around the fact that this company clearly works with the United States, and by extension, the CIA, that people will have concerns around the confidentiality of their information. I would hope to reassure them, because of my background in community development, because I know how important this information is. But I also accept that I may not be able to reassure people. And I think on this occasion, the state will have to accept that there will be good people, because of their conscience, who won't participate. And I would hope that they will not pursue these people for fines. You know, I hope that's not the case.
Yeah.
It's up to the census and the CSO and the government to restore full confidence in this. I'm seeking to do that. I'm asking for a leap of faith from those who have concerns. But I also accept that people may not choose to take my appeal on. And, you know, I think there's going to be impact on the census this time because of it, yeah.
Okay, Padraig, that was great, and wonderful to talk to you on that. And thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark, and good luck to you and and your work, okay?